This is Malone Church Podcast, and I'm the Reverend Catherine Viner. And we're a church who are committed to being rooted and grounded in love, living and growing together. You can connect in with what we're doing on our website. But what you're going to listen to now is a Bible reading, followed by a sermon, and then concluding with a prayer.
Let's still ourselves and close our eyes for a moment as we turn to God in prayer. Let's talk to God as we pray. Lord God, you have made each one of us, and everyone who is born is made by you. It is a miracle. And you know each one of us. The Bible says you know the number of hairs on our head. You know the words that we speak before they're even on our minds. And not only do you know us, not only have you made us, but you love us. And because of Jesus, we can see that great love, because you sent him, and he was willing in the end to go to a cross to die for us, to take away all the mistakes and the flaws and the failings that we have done, that we have said, so that we can be, and we are, a child of God. We are your children. And that too is a miracle, and that is what we celebrate this morning. And we thank you that that is true, and that is who we are. So God, this morning we want to thank you for your great love. We want to thank you that it's shown in Jesus, and we want to thank you that you're here with us now by your Holy Spirit. So we pray. Amen. I'm going to hand over now to Courtney.
Good morning. Boys and girls, do you want to come down and join me at the front? You might need to squeeze up, or you can sit on the floor. Perfect. Okay, this morning I have a question, okay? If you wanted to know how something works, oh, we've got a few more coming, I'll wait. Good job. Do you want to squeeze up down here? Yep. Okay. If you wanted to know how something works, who would you ask? Okay, Zachary. You might ask your parents. Yeah, who else would we ask? Yeah. You could ask Google. Well, what if it was something that has lots of different parts that needs to fit together just right in order for it to work? Okay, I have something with me. Okay, so who we would ask kind of depends on what it is, okay? Does anybody know what this is? You can have a little look. Lots of old people know what it is, okay? What do you think? We'll have a look. Okay, Oliver.
An old radio?
It looks like an old radio, Zachary.
A CD player?
Not quite a CD player. Got any other guesses? Yeah. A cassette player. Does anybody, hands up if you know what a cassette is? Two people, okay? And then if you look behind you, everyone has their hands up, okay? So just for all of us, okay, this is a cassette, right? Yes? Excellent, okay. So I have my cassette player with me, okay? And lots of us, mainly us, we have never owned one of these. This one was probably made before you were even born, okay? So the idea of a cassette player is that you would open it, and I don't even know how to put this in, but I'm assuming you would, like, yeah, there you go. You put it in, you push a button, and some sort of music is supposed to play, okay? So my cassette player isn't working, okay? And if we have a look inside it, there's like lots of different gadgets and buttons and things I don't know anything about, okay? And each of these need to work in order for the cassette player to play music. So I don't have a clue on where to start on how to fix this. So who do you think I could ask to help me fix it? William? We could ask Google, that's a good suggestion. I think we could probably ask someone sitting behind us if they knew how it worked. But even if they can't help me, I could go to the maker of my cassette player and they would be able to show me and tell me how it works. Because they made it, which means they know everything about it. What if I had a problem with my mobile? Who would I ask then? William, who would you ask? The person that made the phone. I reckon I could probably ask some of you guys as well, because you probably would be able to help me, but I'll not ask anyone behind you, okay? But William is right. I could go and bring my phone to the Apple store because they are the people who made my phone. They know everything about it because they made it. Now, what about us? Has anybody ever thought of all the different parts of us that need to come together in order for us to wake up, to move, to think, to eat, to talk? Where do we go whenever we don't really know how we function? Now, it's amazing to think that every single one of us have little tiny parts in our body that need to work. And just like my cassette player and my phone have a maker, we have a maker too. Does anybody want to guess who that is? Tom. God! Good job. Great answer. So our maker is God. And in the Bible, it says this. It says, "Then God said, 'Let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, and all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground.'" So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. So this verse tells us and reminds us that God made each and every one of us. Just like my cassette player and my phone, their maker knows most about them. And God knows everything and most about us. God knows us even better than sometimes we know ourselves. So whenever God made us, he knew that we weren't going to understand everything about us. He knew that sometimes we would mess up and get things wrong. So what did God do? God sent us Jesus, so that whenever we come to know God and to know Jesus, that just like we can go to the maker of the cassette player, we can go to the maker of us, to God. Because Jesus came, he was born as a little baby, he lived, and then he died on a cross, and 3 days later, he rose again, so that we could know God. So that whenever we were in trouble or needed things fixing, that God would come and help us, because he made us. Because he loves us. So God made everything in the world, didn't he? Yeah. But in the Bible, it tells us that God's most amazing creation was you and me and everybody in this room. Because when God made people, the Bible tells us that God made us wonderful. Okay, if I said the words Mr. Men and Little Miss to you, who would you think of? Okay, so we heard some in the video. Hands up if you have seen any of these before. Okay, lots of us. Okay, so what kind of Mr. Men and Little Miss do we have? Do you know one, Tom?
Mr. Greedy.
Mr. Greedy, yes. April?
Mr. Lazy.
Mr. Lazy.
Mr. Tickle.
Mr. Tickle, yeah. William?
Tolls.
Who? Say it again.
Mr. Tall.
Mr. Tall, yeah. Does anybody know any else? Isabel?
Mr. Nosey.
Mr. Nosey. Zachary?
Mr. Jelly.
Mr. Jelly.
Okay. So there are lots of different Mr. Men and Little Miss characters, okay? So let's see who we've got. Now, that's quite small, so let me go this way. Okay. So we've got Mr. Chatterbox, we've got Mr. Bump, we've got Mr. Strong, Mr. Silly, Mr. Happy, we've got Little Miss Chatterbox, we've got Little Miss Tiny, we've got lots of different Mr. Men and Little Miss characters, okay? But just like my cassette player from earlier, the Mr. Men and Little Miss characters have a maker. Deborah, can we have the next slide, please? Thank you. So, does anybody know who this Mr. Man is? April. Mr. Tickle, okay. So, the creator of Mr. Men and Little Miss is a man called Roger. He's got a second name too, but I couldn't pronounce it, so it's just Roger today, okay. So, Roger, he created the Mr. Men and Little Miss characters because one morning, while he was eating his breakfast, his 8-year-old son said to him, "What does a tickle look like?" That's a bit of a silly question, isn't it? So Roger probably thought to himself, what does a tickle look like? And from there, the very first Mr. Man character was created, which was Mr. Tickle. And what's cool about the Mr. Men and Little Miss characters is that they're all different. And they're all uniquely brilliant in their own way. And each of them have a story to tell. And that's a lot like us as well. Because when God made us, he didn't make us all the same, did he? Look around, do we all look the same? No, that would be pretty boring. But God made us each unique. And that means that there is nobody else in the entire world that looks like you. Even siblings, even brothers or sisters or brothers and sisters, you might look a little bit similar, but you're not the same because each of us is unique. Now, I'm sure you already know that each Mr. Men and Little Miss characters are named after their personality, aren't they? So Tom said Mr. Greedy earlier. So Mr. Greedy is greedy, isn't he? And Mr. Tall, he's tall. Mr. Noisy is loud. Mr. Grumpy is moody, and Little Miss Chatterbox likes to talk a lot. And God has made each of us with different personalities too. Every single one of us likes different things. Some of us are sporty, some of us are wise, some of us are brave, some of us are shy. Some of us like playing football, some of us like gaming, we like reading, writing, drawing. We like helping people, and there's so many different things that we like to do that God has given us. But God made us this way on purpose. He's given us unique talents and special jobs that whenever we can, we get to use them to show other people all about God. And we get to show God's love to those around us by using our unique special talents and gifts. And I would say that when Roger, our friend Roger, whenever Roger created Mr. Men and Little Miss characters, he thought of them as his masterpiece. I would say there was lots of thought, time, and love put into creating them. And whenever he created them, he was so proud of them that he wanted the whole world to be able to see and enjoy them. But did you know that the Bible tells us that we are like God's masterpiece? In a book called Ephesians in chapter 2, verse 10, it says this: "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." So I would say, just like Roger, but probably so much more, that whenever God created us, there was thought, time, and love put into creating us. And the Bible tells us that God loved us so much that we are like his masterpiece. Now, there might be some things about us that we don't really like. Maybe we wish that we could run faster, or we wish we were a little bit taller, or we didn't have to wear glasses, or maybe we could read faster, or maybe to be like our brother or our sister or our friends. But God made us exactly the way we are for a reason. God loves us so much that God wants us to stop comparing ourselves to those around us, because God made us wonderful just the way we are. And I think that's something really cool and something that we can celebrate today and every day. That each of us here this morning, we might be from the same family, but we are so uniquely different. But then whenever we all come together, we make God's big family. Okay. Did you know that you are incredible? That you and everyone are incredible. The video tells us that we have enough carbon to create 9,000 pencils and the same amount of potassium as there is in 332 bananas and 36.6 liters of water. And they're just some of the components that we have that make us, that form together to make you. And yet, the Bible tells us that we are so much more than that. So I have my computer. Okay. And whenever we look at a computer, it's very, very obvious that it has a designer, that it has someone who has made my computer. But as humans, it's obvious that we have a designer and a maker too. And I hope that if we remember anything this morning, it's that we remember that we have a maker in God. That God designed us and he made us so intricately that we are better than any computer in the world. As Catherine said earlier, he knows how many hairs are on our head. He knows when we get up and whenever we go to bed. He knows everything about us and he watches over us because he cares, because he loves us. God made us from our eyeballs to our toes and everything in between. And we are so unique and so special to him. And because we're so unique and so special, like I said earlier, he sent us Jesus. So that whenever we come to know Jesus, that we can be made right with the person who made us, God. And I think that's something really, really special. So this morning, we're going to remember three things, okay? God made us, okay, that's the first thing. Second thing is that he made us so unique. And the third thing is that we are so special to him that he loves us. And that whenever we can go to him at any time, but whenever we need help or we need to talk to someone, that we can go to God because he made us wonderful and he made us to want to have a relationship with him. Does that make sense? Yes, that's what we're going to remember. We're going to remember that God made us, that God made us unique, and that we're so special to him that we can go to him at any time. Okay, I'm going to say a quick prayer. Okay, so that's... close our eyes, and let's not worry about who's beside us. Okay. Dear God, thank you that you made us. Thank you that you made us because you love us. Thank you that you made each of us unique. Thank you that we are so special to you in any way that we come. Thank you for all of the different gifts and talents and interests that we have, God. And I pray that you help us remember that whenever we use our special gifts, that we can use it to show other people how much you love us. I pray that each of us won't compare ourselves to other people, but we will know that you made us just the way we are and that you think we are perfect. In your name we pray. Amen. Okay, so right now we're going to pray for other people around the world, okay? So... Anna, April, and Noah, they're going to come and they're going to lead us in our prayers this morning.
Our God, thank you for making us. You have made each of us wonderful. We are all different and we are all loved by you. Today, be with the boys and girls who are in hospital. If they are scared, please give them courage. If they are in pain, please comfort them. If they are lonely and missing their family and friends, then please make sure they know who you are. You are God who is always with us. Thank you for all the hospital staff who used their skill and time to bring healing, care for and help all the boys and girls in hospitals. Amen.
Our God, thank you for making us. You have made each of us wonderful. We are all different and we are all loved by you. Today we need you to protect boys and girls in places where there is war. Keep safe boys and girls in Syria, Ukraine, Yemen and Sudan. Help boys and girls sleep at night, get to school safely and be calm and courageous when fighting happens near where they live. If boys and girls have lost their homes and moved to a safer place, then God help them to make new friends, forgive their enemies and be kind to others.
Our God, thank you for making us. You have made each of us wonderful. We are all different and we are all loved by you. Today we pray for boys and girls who live in places where there is flooding or earthquakes. Shelter and protect boys and girls in Haiti, Ecuador, Italy and Ukraine. God, don't let disease spread in dirty water. Rescue those who are stranded. Feed those who are hungry. Thank you, God, for our clean drinking water, safe homes and skills. God, we thank you that you are the God of heaven and earth, and we can pray to you about anything. We believe you hear our prayers today, and we pray them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. And if you'd like further information, go to our website. But in the meantime, stay faithful.